Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Today we remember how Mary suffered with Jesus in his work of saving souls. Now, she did not begin to suffer at Calvary when Jesus was crucified. Oh no, her suffering began much earlier. Let's consider the moment of the presentation of Jesus in the temple when the old man, Simeon, recognizes the baby Jesus as the Christ, and he holds the child in his arms and thanks God that he has been blessed to see the salvation and light of the world. But then he begins to predict some not very pleasant things. He foretells that Jesus will be the occasion for the downfall of many in Israel, and that he will be rejected as a sign of contradiction. And then Simeon, turning to Mary, said, "And your own heart shall be pierced by a sword." Why would he say this to this new young mother? And what does that mean? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It's an odd thing to say that Mary's heart would be pierced by a sword, since, of course, Mary's life came to an end without violence. And because of her perfect holiness, she was taken up into heaven, body and soul, both of them perfectly intact. But of course, the traditional way to interpret Simeon's prophecy is to say that Mary's heart was pierced by a sword at Calvary. Because, of course, who would suffer more at seeing someone tortured to death than that person's loving mother? Mary felt every wound, every heaving breath, every shudder. All of this she felt in the sympathy of her love for her son. Christ, as the new Adam, had his suffering on Good Friday, his passion. Mary, as the new Eve, had her compassion also on Good Friday. As St. John Paul II said, Mary was spiritually crucified, while Jesus was physically crucified. Because there was a parallel, and even a partnership of suffering on Good Friday between the new Adam and the new Eve. They suffered together that we might be saved. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, St. Paul makes a very strange statement. He says, I rejoice in my sufferings, and in my flesh, I make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Well, what on earth could be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? Only our participation. Christ invites us to participate in his activity, for his activity to have its full effect. The preaching of Jesus in the gospel was perfect, but if we don't preach the gospel too, then his preaching won't have its full effect. The prayer of Jesus was perfect, but if we don't pray too, then his prayer won't have its full effect. The suffering of Christ for souls was perfect, but if we don't suffer for souls too, then Christ's suffering on the cross won't have its full effect. Jesus wants us to suffer with him so that his suffering may have its full effect. And the first one who did that was Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Simeon said that Mary's heart would be pierced. But of course, the person whose heart was actually physically pierced on Calvary was Jesus. Now here's a question. Did Jesus feel it when his heart was pierced? No, he didn't. Remember, he was already dead when they thrust the lance in. He didn't feel it. He didn't suffer from that final awful wound. His time of salvific suffering on the cross was over. But who did feel it? Who recoiled when Christ's heart was pierced? Who hurt as her son's body was desecrated with one more act of violence? Christ's passion was over. Mary's compassion wasn't. Mary felt the wounds of Christ when Christ no longer could. Mary was the first to do what St. Paul wrote about. She was the first to make up what was lacking in the suffering of Christ for the sake of the church. At the end of Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion, they take the lifeless body of Jesus off the cross and put it in the arms of his mother. It's the classic Pietà moment. The grieving mother holding the body of her child. But in the movie, there's a difference. Mary doesn't just keep her gaze fixed on the body of Christ. Slowly, very slowly, the grieving mother raises her eyes until she's looking at you, the viewer, straight on. There she is, her dead son and her broken heart. His heart physically pierced, and her heart cut through with grief. And she is looking at us. And she's saying, do you see what it cost? Do you see what your sins did to my child? What are you going to do now? Are you just going to pretend this didn't happen? Are you just going to pretend you didn't put us through this? Are you going to do something about it? Are you going to change? Are you going to make it so that my son's sacrifice didn't go to waste? So as a resolution, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to make it up to that mother whose son our sinfulness put through so much agony? What are we going to do to make it up to the mother whose heart was pierced by our sins? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. What are we going to do to console the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the sorrowful heart of Mary? They suffered to save souls. Let our resolution be to join them in this rescue mission, especially to help rescue our loved ones who do not yet know the love of Christ. So what can we do practically? Well, a couple of things. First, make the commitment to pray the rosary every day and offer that rosary for your loved ones who are not interested in Jesus and the church. And then invite someone to pray this rosary with you. The rosary was designed to be prayed with another person. Call and response. So invite somebody to pray with you. Secondly, don't waste your suffering. As we've been saying for the last few days, accept the crosses you can't get rid of and unite them to the cross of Jesus and offer it for the conversion of your loved ones. Offer sacrifice for their conversion. And the greatest sacrifice is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So consider going to one extra Mass a week and offering it for their conversion. And finally, choose something to fast from and offer that as a sacrifice for the conversion of a friend or a loved one. Certainly one thing we could all stand to sacrifice is some time that we're wasting on our screens. Prayer, when joined to sacrifice, its power multiplies. What's your resolution to console the sacred and sorrowful hearts of Jesus and Mary? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this beautiful feast of Our Lady of Sorrows?
I'm sure we've talked about it before, but I'm really struck by the simplicity of that answer to a question that we get all the time as Catholics, which is, why the ritual? Why these rules? Why prayer? Why Mary? God doesn't need any of that. God's complete. So why would a God who can do anything, create anything, have all these rules for you? He doesn't need that from you. But it's just that God is complete, but we're not.
Yeah.
We are incomplete, and he offers us that completeness, and we don't have to take it. But a lot of these things, I mean, like the practice of prayer, sometimes you can just be like, well, if God willed to heal this person, why should I pray for their healing? Because he would just do it. And it's like, prayer is for us.
Yeah.
And it transforms something in us. This suffering and all of that is just incredible, the way that we're invited to participate, because our participation is the thing that teaches us and changes us.
Yes.
It's how we learn. It's like a toddler. We can do it all on our own, but it's their participation.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, the simple analogy is recently we were in a situation with three of your nephews, three of my grandsons, and we had to clean up the house, which involved sweeping and mopping and taking the trash out, all kinds of chores. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, boys, you want to help me do these things? And it's amazing how they want to participate mm-hmm. in the work of the family. There's something in us that our human nature can only be completed yeah. by participating in the work of the yeah. family. And the work of the family is three parts. The work of the spiritual family is three parts. It's creating, which parents do by co-creating with God, and priests do by bringing new life into souls through baptism. Secondly, it's redeeming, which we do by uniting our cross to that of Jesus. And the third is sanctifying, making holy, which we do by helping our loved ones grow in their likeness of Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I said it a few days ago, this idea of participation is at the heart of Christianity. God's inviting us to participate, not for his good, but for our good and the good of souls.
Yeah.
Great point.
Well said.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.